from KQED.
Housing is a human right! Housing is a human right!
Over the weekend, activists marched in Oakland demanding that the city do something about its vacant properties, and specifically use them for people who are homeless.
We should be making sure that these women and many other women and their children heading into Thanksgiving don't just get a turkey, but they get a house.
Two Oakland mothers have moved into a vacant West Oakland property owned by a corporate real estate firm. Today, we'll take you to that house to visit with one of the moms who says using the thousands of empty properties to help people get off the streets is a common sense solution. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay. Dominique Walker is one of two mothers who moved her and her children into this home on Magnolia Street in West Oakland.
Oakland is my home, and I deserve to be here.
When we show up, locks are being changed. Dominique gives us a tour of the two-story, three-bedroom, white-painted house. This is the first actual home Dominique and her two kids have had since she moved them back to the Bay Area in April.
So this is like three bedrooms upstairs.
Okay.
The city of Oakland estimates that roughly 4,000 people are living on the streets. That's up almost 50% from just 2 years ago. Meanwhile, the city estimated last year that the number of vacant properties is somewhere north of 4,300. And most of the owners of these vacant properties live outside the city.
I grew up in East Oakland in the 70s. Blocks, 700 block. I went to elementary school, Lockwood. I went to Havens Court Middle School. I attended Calsamont High School, co-founded the School of Social Justice and Community Development. And then I left for a bit. I went to school in Mississippi.
Dominique continued working in community organizing in Mississippi before moving back to the Bay in April of this year.
I had to leave immediately from Mississippi because of domestic violence I was experiencing, so it wasn't like I had time to even prepare. And even if I had time to prepare the housing crisis, I still probably wouldn't be able to afford anything. So I was sleeping at different relatives' houses and hotels, which is very unsafe and violent. Being homeless is violent. I've reached out to a lot of different organizations, some organizations in Oakland specifically who were supposed to help you find housing. Their funding was actually cut. I even thought about a shelter. I didn't feel safe with my children in there. So yeah, I've tried a lot of different avenues. I'm on all kind of housing lists, and I'll get a number that I'm like, I don't even know the number on the list, but I'm so far down. It just makes you feel like it's never gonna happen. I've applied to so many apartments, and even the ones that you can afford, the 2.5 or 3 times the rent, there's the credit requirement and other roadblocks that prevent you from getting housing.
And when you move back, like, you probably have been talking with friends and family and maybe even reading some headlines about how expensive it was in Oakland. Did that meet your expectations when you moved back in April, or were you blown away by how much it had changed?
Tonight, a building boom is creating lots of new housing in Oakland, but most of those units will not be in the affordable category.
I guess my family structure changed because my family's not in Oakland anymore. They're in Antioch, they're in Stockton, they're in Richmond, Vallejo, wherever they can find a cheaper rent. So I've known because every time I call home, somebody's moving out. My community was not the same. The people weren't there, the culture wasn't there, the feel of Oakland wasn't there anymore. Through doing organizing work, found that there were so many homeless people. I was meeting teachers and nurses. They can't afford the rent. And that's an important job. And you should be able to live. And not only that, everyone should be able to live. That are working like 80 hours. Like, I was meeting people that had three jobs and they're coming home to a tent. It became an issue of like, what are we doing as human beings, and like, who deserves shelter?
Dominique makes the distinction between shelter and housing. Tents, she says, are no place for moms and no place for children, especially when there are so many empty homes just sitting around.
That made me want to organize and get with some moms, and we started Moms for Housing.
Like, how did you choose this vacant house?
We canvassed this neighborhood and kind of talked to folks, and a lot of neighbors said they were scared that this house was going to be turned into like a crack house. Nobody, it was an eyesore. You see, this block is a very nice block. This was like one of the only houses that we seen that wasn't being taken care of. And so we had some questions and did research and found out that it's been sitting empty for a very long time, and it's owned by a billion-dollar corporation who has no use for it. Just sitting on it, and it should be returned back to the community.
The owner of this home on Magnolia Street is listed as Catamount Properties 2018 LLC. Catamount is a subsidiary of a Southern California real estate investment firm called Wedgewood. On its website, Wedgewood calls itself a leading acquirer of distressed residential real estate.
Can you tell me about the day that you moved in and what that was like?
It was great. It was a good day to move in, to feel like you have a basic need being met, because housing and shelter is a basic need and a human right. It felt good to have that again.
What kind of support did you get? And like, have neighbors been really supportive, or have some also been like, what's going on?
There was one neighbor who was kind of questioning what's going on, but we've had overwhelming support from neighbors. Like, they came over, what can we do, bringing flowers, food, just wanting to meet us and get to know their new neighbors. They're glad that this house, the first thing we did was pressure wash the outside, because it was an eyesore. This is a very nice block. So my friends and neighbors on this block have been just what I needed and what we needed to welcome our family here. I am just going to continue to fight until all moms have housing. It doesn't end here. So I guess where I go from here is to keep organizing and to keep fighting.
Have you heard from the city or the owners yet?
No.
Do you expect to?
I don't know. Maybe, eventually.
The Oakland Police Department says they won't visit the home unless they receive a complaint. We asked a city spokesperson for comment, but we didn't hear back.
Have you heard from other moms who are homeless?
Yes, a lot of moms have reached out, and we plan on organizing with them. It's just been a lot at once. So,
yeah. I imagine a lot of people don't know how many families are on the streets. Mm-hmm. Can you give any sort of context from what you've seen just anecdotally, or what you know in terms of how many people might be in a position like you are?
I know from what I've seen, and it's very, very overwhelming. There are lots of homeless families out there on the streets, and we know that being homeless, it affects your physical health, mental health, brain development for children. And it's not okay. And we always say that the children are our future, but if they're sleeping out on the street and aren't able to grow up, then do we really care about our future?
Most of the battles over where people who are homeless can live have happened in public spaces. But the housing crisis has gotten so bad that it's reaching this next level. And the city of Oakland is now being forced to think about how it's going to handle people who are challenging what to do with private space.
I didn't think that the city would actually do something about it from hearing some of the mayor's comments, but I hope that she sees this and it puts pressure on her to actually address the issue with real solutions.
Is there a plan if the city does come or people do try to come?
Yeah, we do. We have protocols for that.
If you weren't here, where would you be?
I don't know.
Dominique Walker says in the end, she doesn't want to house squat. She wants to own. As cities around California struggle to keep people housed, more attention is being paid to vacant properties. Just last week, San Francisco supervisors voted unanimously to put a vacant property tax on the March ballot. And a new report came out showing there are more vacant units in LA than there are homeless people. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Talk to you next time.